Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I would like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, as the Friends TV show made famous, Merry Christmas Eve Eve.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Because tomorrow night is
Christmas Eve.
Sunday, and then Christmas Day is Monday.
So as Phoebe from Friends made famous, I didn't do all the research, but do you know what I'm talking about? Merry Christmas Eve Eve?
Yes.
Okay. I think that somebody's going to be like, that is not where it originated. Lance thinks that's where it originated. But yes, I did grow up in that era watching Friends. So for those of you that know, Merry Christmas Eve Eve. We are super excited to be here with our final show before Christmas. I can't believe 2023 has just gone by in a blur. We are super excited to bring you our Christmas show.
Yes.
For real estate. So we've got some fun stuff to talk about. We'll mix in a little bit of real estate. But with that, we've got for you our celebrity real estate house. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes we talk about Zillow and a few things they might get wrong occasionally, but then I sure wish I had their marketing budget. McKay, when I look at this and see, they've got the North Pole on Zillow. If you haven't gone to Zillow, they got Santa's house, Zestimate, $1.177 million, two beds, two baths, 2,086 square feet, mm-hmm. built in 1822, 25 acres, and they've got sled parking and reindeer stables. I think it's underpriced.
I would say so. Now, obviously, I'm going to wear, okay, this is a, it's not okay. I get it.
Yes, this is having a little bit of fun. And I will tell you, in Zillow fashion, they have gone and they have uploaded a 3D tour.
I wonder what the real property is.
Of the house, so that you can look in there and you can take that tour and you can see Santa's mailroom and you can see
the sacks of coal,
his workshop. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. In fact, I finally had to stop messing around and playing on the website because I knew I needed to finish getting ready for the show. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, of all the celebrity real estate houses we've looked at, if you get a chance and you're off this weekend, go to Zillow, go to the North Pole and check out Santa's Zestimate.
So yes.
I definitely had a really good time with that. And we had a good time going through that. So, being that it is the Christmas show, mm-hmm. I got together with my team and I said, let's have a little bit of fun with this one. Let's talk about some things that were important in 2023. Last week, we had a great show and we talked about the top 10 deals in 2023, but it's Christmas. Let's have a little bit of a theme here. And so, we rewrote the 12 Days of Christmas for Realtors.
Oh.
And so we have for you a much, probably more expensive, but better version of the song for myself. So Karen is my true love. So is my true love, Karen. Everybody knows. Mm-hmm. So on the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me in this market a pre-approved buyer.
And notice we're not going to sing it.
No, I did not want to ruin that to you. I don't want all the listeners to never tune in again. I can't sing, can't carry a tune.
Ditto.
But yes, on the first day of Christmas, I got a pre-approved buyer. Why was this so important in 2023? Why is that on the Christmas song? Well, I'll tell you what, it comes down to the fact that with interest rates, the wild ride that we've been on, mm-hmm. with rates at one point hitting 8%, depending upon what site you look at, 7.9 to 8%. you might have had a buyer that was approved in the early part of the year, and then in the summer they were not approved anymore, mm-hmm. but they were out looking for houses, and then two weeks later things change again.
Yep.
And here you go again. And we were luckily just last week, you know, we had the Fed keep rates unchanged and actually start to indicate that there potentially might be some changes coming next year. Mm-hmm. So working closely with lenders, having that situation, number one on the verse, my true love brought me a pre-approved buyer. So that had to make the list. So on the second day of Christmas, mm-hmm. my true love brought me two new construction listings. Okay. And a pre-approved buyer. Now why is that important? Well, we have gained traction in our inventory search in the Tri-Cities. Mm-hmm. You know, we've gone from 400 listings to we've been floating around 800, you know, 780 to 820 the last couple months. But that still isn't a balanced market. The other thing we had happening was we had builders in under pressure from their banks and who was lending them money mm-hmm. to where they couldn't build as many homes and get as much inventory put on the market. So why is that so nice to have on our list? Because new construction listings give buyers options.
Yes.
They give them homes to look at. And so on that Christmas song list, I want to have those two new construction listings. We're on to verse 3, McKay.
Okay.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me, to go with everything else, 3 resale listings. Okay. Two new construction listings and a pre-approved buyer. Okay. So you see where we're going here. Inventory is key.
Yeah.
And as we continue into 2024, we want to see more of that inventory coming. Why do I say that's a Christmas present to get those resale listings? Because I tell you what, in 2023, nobody that had a house that had a mortgage at 3% wanted to sell it. Mm-hmm. Or if they did want to sell it, they couldn't. Or if they did want to sell and they could, they still didn't want to.
Yeah.
Because they were locked into those low payments, those low interest rates. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have enough options for a lot of our buyers. I'm wanting those 3 resale listings to be there. Now, on the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 4 good offers.
All right.
Okay. That's what I want to get as agents, as sellers. That's what we are looking for. And why would that be on the Christmas list? Well, I'll tell you what. As the market changed, as interest rates went up, mm-hmm. there was a lot of national press. This wasn't the case in the Tri-Cities, but there was a lot of national press about prices plummeting and that prices were going to go down. We've said all along that we thought the price of appreciation would slow but not go negative. Mm-hmm. That's not what you see in the news, though. That's not good news. That's not headlines. That's not clickbait.
Yeah.
So you don't see it. So what happens is all you see is the other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you put your house on the market in a market that is still appreciated, mm-hmm. and you get a lot of bad offers. We'll just call them crappy offers. Bad offers that come in, non-pre-approved buyers, maybe super, super low, below market on the rates. So what do we want on our Christmas list is we want 4 good offers.
Yes.
Now, in conjunction with that, this was my realtor Christmas song, so I get to be greedy in this situation.
Okay.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 5 approved home inspections. Okay. I mean, I'm going to have a great Christmas, McKay. If I get all of this, it's going to be a great Christmas. So 5 approved home inspections, because when the market turns a little bit and buyers have more choices and the news is all negative, what starts happening in that situation is you get some asks that come through, some requests that come through that are a little bit over the top and maybe just don't make sense. Mm. Like, for instance, maybe there's a roof and it has a roofer's estimate that it has 10 years of useful life left, and the request is they want a whole new roof. And so,
okay.
so they want a whole new roof, and they want things basically, you know, it might be a resale listing and things need to go back to as if it was new construction. So in 2023, you saw a lot of having to navigate, explain, negotiate, work tremendously hard to get those through those home inspections. Since it's Christmas, I want 5 approved home inspections, John. We are to verse 6, and I will tell you, on the 6th day of Christmas, now that I'm through all those home inspections, I want 6 appraisals in at value.
There you go.
Just to recap, McKay, 6 appraisals in at value, 5 approved home inspections, 4 good offers, 3 resale listings, 2 new construction, and a pre-approved buyer.
There you go.
So that, and so you talk about appraisals in at value. Why did that make the list? What does that look like? And that's on there. Well, appraisals coming in at value as a market starts to change, and you look at there were certain listings that other agents, maybe they overpriced, maybe they didn't have the comps for it. Well, in a naturally very quickly appreciating market, it was easy for appraisers to make adjustments for that to show a trend graph in that situation. You start to have a market that slows in the appreciation rate. It's harder for the appraiser to justify that. Maybe in this instance, interest rates were so high that they're trying to work buyer's closing costs or seller concessions into some of those prices, and the appraisers can't support those appraisal rates. Once again, there's nothing better than getting through a file when you have an approved home inspection done, 35R, and on the 6th day of Christmas, I want 6 appraisals in at value. In at value, no work orders requested.
Yeah.
So that is the 6th day of Christmas on our realtor list. For our Christmas special today, we are rewriting the song, The 12 Days of Christmas for Realtors. What does that look like? When we come back from our first break, we're going to go through verse 7 through 12 and finalize this amazing Christmas present from my true love.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today's our Christmas show. And so, McKay, we like to have a little bit of fun around here.
Yeah.
And so you and I have been rewriting the 12 Days of Christmas for realtors. So for those that missed it, I'm going to give you a recap. When we do number 7. We had just left off at number 6. So I'll give you the whole rehash as we do number 7.
Okay.
But I'm going to start with, on the 7th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 7 on-time closings.
There you go.
Okay, because in real estate, and especially around the holidays, sometimes there can be nothing worse than a delayed closing, right? Like, let's say you've planned on, you have 2 weeks off for Christmas, and so you've planned on trying to close on, you know, the 14th, 15th, 16th, and you didn't close. And so now here you were last week, you were off, and you have this new house and you're trying to get into in this transaction and all of the time off in the world to be moving, and you're just sitting there looking at boxes. And you can't, and you can't move. And that's super stressful, and it's super disappointing for all people involved. And there's always a million things that could happen. Delayed loan docs, problems in the approval process, delayed appraisals. And so lots of stuff could lead to that. And so that's why in the perfect Christmas world, we put 7 on-time closings, 6 appraisals in at value, 5 approved home inspections, 4 good offers, 3 resale listings, 2 new construction listings, and a pre-approved buyer. And that would make a really good Christmas. But McKay, we have a couple more days to go on the list here.
Yes.
So I'm taking you forward to the 8th day of Christmas. And a lot of people might look around and think this is easy. And why would this be on my list? But I said on the 8th day of Christmas, I just want 8 new social media posts.
Oh.
So because So, McKay, that takes, I mean, that's part of our job. That's what we do. But it takes some work. You got to get the pictures. You've got to get the post ready. You've got to figure out which platforms you're going to put it on. If you've been following, we've had with the Kenmore team, there's been Elfie out there causing some trouble. So we've had that social media campaign. We love to play around with that concept in Christmas. But I would love to have on the eighth day of Christmas, 8 prepared new social media posts that can make a big difference in sales, a difference in our workload and what we're doing. Now, on the 9th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 9 cash buyers. So why would I put that on my Christmas list? And we've talked about that before as real estate agents. In fact, last week, we had our by dollar top 10 deals in the Tri-Cities market in 2023. And a large number of those were cash buyers. And so Why do we want cash buyers in real estate? Well, what's the difference in that situation?
Yeah.
We have a lot of friends in the lending industry. In fact, we've had lenders come on and give updates on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a process there. And that process can cause delays. It can cause additional stress in the transaction. And so if you're working with a cash buyer,
yes,
you're taking a lot of those unknowns out of the process. You can write more aggressive buyers when you're working. You can write more aggressive offers when you're working with that cash buyer. You don't have to worry as much about when the appraisal is going to take place. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about the appraisal review process. You don't have the underwriting department looking at all of the income requirements and wanting 9,000 bank statements.
Yes.
And even the blank pages that don't have anything on them. There are so many hundreds and hundreds of things that the cash buyer situation frees up and makes easier in the process. Like I tell cash buyers all the time, because sometimes they say, I can write a very, very aggressive offer. And you can write a more aggressive offer in that situation for convenience factors. However, there's a balance that happens there between net to seller and how aggressive you can be. And there will be a point of return where it won't be worth it for the seller. But overwhelmingly, the number of things that can go wrong in a transaction are way less when you're dealing with a cash buyer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, McKay, on the 10th day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me
10 multiple offers.
Oh.
So if we have listings out there, we have our listings out there. We have 10 listings out there. We get 10 multiple offers. And I wouldn't mind if one of them was from the 9 cash buyers that we got in the last round. But 10 multiple offers. If you're representing a seller in that situation, the strongest negotiating factor that a seller can have in many of those instances is multiple offers at one time on the property. Now, this particular one, some of the ones I gave you were less work. But this particular one is not less work, because now instead of just reviewing 10 offers, you've got 20, 30, 40 offers to review.
Yeah.
But in that situation, representing the seller, best possible thing for the seller in that situation, those multiple offers so that you can leverage and negotiate the best possible deal for your seller. So on the 10th day of Christmas, I wanted 10 multiple offers. Okay, John. You also know that we have a little property management division that we run, not so little anymore.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to leave that out, because we've still in Tri-Cities been running at high, high occupancy rates.
Yes.
So on the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 rental units. I would love to have an additional 11 rental units to be managing. It does a lot of things for us. It gives more inventory to that market where we are always looking for more inventory to that market. It gives us also a chance to help potential clients that we have relocating. Because a lot of times we have clients that come into the market, aren't ready to buy, need to go into a rental property for 6 months while they get to know Tri-Cities and figure it out, and then are ready to move forward in that process with buying. So would absolutely, we love to manage those rental properties for clients. It's a big part of what we do in our business philosophy and our strategy that we use. So I'm looking for, on the 11th day of Christmas, 11 rental units.
Yay.
Now, McKay, this is my ideal 12 days of Christmas for a realtor.
Okay.
And so I've saved the best for last, the most preposterous.
Okay.
But also the best for last. So I'm going to give you the complete rundown of the song here. Remind, I'm not a singer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to give you the complete rundown of the 12 days of Christmas Realtor Edition. And I'm going to ask for, on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 interest rate cuts.
What I'm
looking for. 12 interest rate cuts, 11 rental units, 10 multiple offers, 9 cash buyers, 8 new social media posts, 7 on-time closings, 6 appraisals in at value, 5 approved home inspections, 4 good offers, 3 resale listings, 2 new construction listings, and a pre-approved buyer. That is the real estate 12 days of Christmas. At the Kenmore team. Folks, as we get ready for Christmas, and I hope that all of you in Tri-Cities are able to spend time with your family and your loved ones.
Yes.
We are very, very thankful of this time of year and being able to enjoy family. Also, just the area that we live in and the market that we're in.
Yeah.
There are a lot in the rest of the country that we're way worse off than we are as far as pricing and the real estate market and what's gone on there.
Mm-hmm.
We've still been in a very robust, strong market. Many, many of you have chosen to allow us to be a part of those transactions and a part of your real estate life. So as we go into Christmas and spend time with loved ones in homes that we were a part of either helping you get sold or a part of helping families move into.
Mm-hmm.
I will wake up very, very happy knowing that there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families that are also waking up in those properties and having this be one of those just marquee type of holidays that gets spent in living rooms with real estate that we helped provide.
Mm-hmm.
Makes our family at the Kenmore team very, very happy. That was our 12 days of Christmas. We're looking forward to a big 2024 with the market and the area and many of you. We do have one more show before the year is officially done. But right now, let's just say Merry Christmas. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.